Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 26th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And by the way, we talk a lot about IPv6 and such on this Stormcast. Of course, one of my interests, December 7th and 8th, I'll be teaching my IPv6 class in Washington, D.C. If you're around, look for the CDI link on the Cyber Defense Initiative link on the SANS website for details. Again, that's December 7th and 8th. But anyway, the US here, we are just recovering from our turkey coma after the long Thanksgiving weekend. So let me take a look back here and see what we had late last week. One interesting case from Greece, an individual got arrested that evidently stole the identity of 9 million Greek citizens, which is in particular interesting if you consider there are only about 11 million Greek citizens. So essentially, every Greek's identity got stolen in this heist. The individual worked for a tax office, if I remember correctly seeing this in the news. There were a couple of different attributions here of where he exactly worked, but essentially he was a government employee and had access to the data as part of his job. Now, the way he was found out was that one of his prospective customers who he offered the data to did come forward and then essentially blew his operation. And then we got a diary by Rob about change control. Change control is in particular an interest of mine. I always think that one of the most important foundations of good security is having an accurate inventory of all the hardware and software that you do have in your network. That's of course also one of the foundations, kind of the 20 critical controls if you read up on them. And change control, of course, is the part that makes it sometimes hard to keep a correct inventory if you don't have a good change control system set up. Just to add a little bit to what Rob is writing, like Rob did a real great job in writing this up, but the wrong attitude is to stop a change. I see this a lot where security professionals sort of are, I always call it people that say no. You don't want to be the person that slows down change and blocks change from happening. The only thing you really achieve with that is that people try to bypass a change control process. And then you end up with systems that you don't know you had, that are not patched and are not secured. And Symantec published an interesting blog post about some malware that they found circulating in Iran. Now, this particular malware is not exfiltrating data like a lot of malware. Instead, it is destroying data. The malware tries to connect to Microsoft SQL Server databases that it finds on the network. If it is successful, it will then go ahead and delete data from very specific tables. Now, some of these tables have English names like holiday, holiday underscore one, holiday underscore two, which you would probably expect in a lot of databases. But then others are financial terms in Arabic or Persian, like, for example, financial bond and current account, the respective Arabic and Persian term for these particular names. Now, this particular malware is not just deleting data, but it's also modifying some of the data with random values. And that's, of course, a lot harder to detect. If you all of a sudden no longer have a certain table in the database, you're bound to detect that pretty quickly because the software that relies on that table will no longer work. But the altered data in particular, if this is accounting data, of course, can be really hard to track down if you don't have any decent backups. And of course, eBay is expecting to be rather busy this holiday season. So to get ready for it, eBay just last week closed two critical security holes in its site. One, a SQL injection flaw that actually allowed read and write access to the database, at least in a limited fashion. The second one, a cross-site scripting vulnerability that could then be used to hijack users' accounts via JavaScript. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.